welcome again to another episode of Mula Belajar Bahasa, and I'm still here. I'm Cindy.
And I'm also still here, and I'm Kristen.
And this episode, we're just gonna dive right in.
Dive right in.
So the topic of this week is gonna be about time.
Time.
What is time in Indo, Kristen?
You tell me.
Time in Indo is waktu.
Oh, I thought you meant like, tell me about what time is like in Indonesia. I'm like, we're not there yet.
We're not there. We're just like learning the word first, Kristen.
I know.
Waktu.
Waktu.
So we're learning about waktu. And there's a lot of stuff that we want to cover in this hopefully half an hour.
Hopefully.
Yeah, so hopefully we don't get to
sidetrack,
but we always get sidetracked.
We do. It took us about an hour and a half to even start.
The struggle is real just to press that record button because we always have so much to talk about.
I know. Like that new house I want you to buy around the corner from me.
Okay. So, about time. About waktu. Mm. So, how do you ask time? How do you ask, like, what time is it to someone?
What time is it?
No, what time is it? Ini jam berapa?
Ini jam berapa? Mm.
So this ini, time. This, yeah, this time, jam is the clock. Actually, jam is the clock.
Oh.
But it can also mean time.
Or like hour, like, is it like, yeah?
Yeah, jam is also hour. So, okay, jam.
Confusing.
Jam can mean time.
Mm-hmm.
Jam can mean hour.
And
jam can mean clock. So, if you hear jam, it's gonna refer to something.
One of those things.
One of those things. You just have to know the context.
Yeah, figure it out.
So, ini jam berapa?
Ini jam berapa?
And berapa means what? What time? So,
berapa means what time?
Oh, how many?
wait, I'm about to correct you. This is one that I do know.
Berapa means how many? How many hours?
How many o'clocks is it?
I'm sorry. Because I keep trying to translate like ini jam berapa to English.
Yeah,
it doesn't. And suddenly like because we always ask what time is it?
Mm-hmm.
And then for some reason I just give you the wrong answer. But no, berapa means how many actually. So you're going to give a number. So we've learned in the second episode about like numbers,
yes.
Indonesian numbers.
I'm sure nobody remembers.
Yeah.
Should you go over them again?
Yeah, okay. Satu.
Dua. Tiga. Empat. Lima. Enam.
Tujuh. Delapan.
Sembilan.
Sepuluh. And because we have 12, right? Mm-hmm. 12 hours. So, sebelas. Dua belas.
So if you want to know anything over 12,
yeah.
Sorry.
This is why the episode is about time. We're just learning till 12, guys. So currently it's what? So almost 6. So
ini jam berapa?
Ini jam berapa? Ini jam enam.
Ini jam
enam. So just say the hour, right? Just
so ini this hour.
Yeah. Ini jam enam.
Enam.
If it's like, so right now it's not actually 6.
Yes, this is where things get very complicated.
It's a quarter till 6. Two, six.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have two ways to say it.
Okay, tell me.
Jam enam kurang seperempat.
Oh, jeez, that's the one that just throws me off.
Yeah, so seperempat means a quarter. Seperempat.
How do you spell it?
Se, S-E, per, P-E-R, empat, 4.
Yes.
Right.
Seperempat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Enam kurang seperempat. So, it's usually when we say it like 1,
mm-hmm.
but not like the number 1, bukan satu, but like per is over.
So 1/4.
So equals to a quarter. So seperempat.
Seperempat.
Yeah. And empat. Half is mm-hmm. setengah.
Setengah. How do you spell it?
Setengah. Tengah like middle.
I said, how do you spell it? Se.
I'm sorry. I'm like out of my game. Actually, I've just been out of my game for 6 episodes.
We've only had, this is only our fifth one.
S-E. And tengah is T-E-N-G-A-H.
T-E-N-G-A-H. Tengah.
But you don't say tengah.
What do you say?
Tengah. Because when you say tengah, that means a double G.
Oh, so you gotta kind of like pretend like the G almost doesn't exist.
So tengah. Yeah. So tengah means middle.
Middle. Okay.
Right. So setengah means half.
Got it. You know, one middle.
Yeah. So one middle. Half. So
one half.
Seperempat and setengah.
Setengah.
Yeah. So setengah is quarter, right? Mm-hmm. And then setengah means half, and then seperempat means a quarter. I'm sorry. And then there's also a term, three and a quarter.
Yeah.
Tiga per empat. So yeah, it's like three over four, and it equals to three four. Yeah.
So if you were gonna say, it's 5:45.
So it's 5:45. You can say lima tiga per empat.
Lima tiga per empat.
Yeah. Or you can say...
You say jam first, right?
Yeah, jam lima tiga per empat. Or not a lot of people say that.
Uh-huh.
But like you can say lima... The most common way is to say lima empat lima.
Lima empat lima.
5:45. Yeah. So just recites the digit.
Okay, because that's what I usually do with my mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's actually
more
common.
And I feel like
common.
I sound like an idiot. Yeah. No.
Okay. Lima empat lima. Okay.
Lima empat lima.
So that's like 5:45.
Mm-hmm.
Or... You can say enam kurang seperempat.
Enam
kurang seperempat. So it's a quarter till six. Enam kurang seperempat. So I feel like the most common way will be to say like a quarter till six. So like enam kurang seperempat.
Mm-hmm.
And enam empat lima. And then like probably enam tiga perempat. Not a lot of people actually use that.
The 5:45, like the...
3 1/4.
Yeah, so 5 3 1/4.
Yeah. Maybe that's too much, right? Yeah, so when you say... enam kurang seperempat means 5:45.
Gotcha. And that's basically, we're looking at 6...
So what's the...
Less than
15.
Less than 15.
Yeah.
So, wait... Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So when you're about to say it's 5:30, you can just say setengah enam.
Setengah
enam.
Okay. So you say enam after?
Yeah. Because 5:30. Uh-huh. So it's a half an hour until you're going to get to 6.
So
setengah enam.
It's going to kill me. I got to practice that one.
Yeah. Setengah enam.
Yeah.
So that's 5:30. Because that sometimes doesn't make sense because it's like 5:30 and then you say setengah enam and it's not even not even 6 yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then you have to say 5:30.
So. Okay.
Yeah, setengah enam.
Setengah. I got that part. It's the tengah.
So it's the tengah part.
It's the setengah enam.
Yeah. Okay. So if it's Let's practice.
Okay.
If it's 4:30.
It's 4:30, you would say lima. No, we'd say setengah lima.
Yes. So, jam setengah lima.
Jam setengah lima.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you're gonna ask like, so for example, if you ask, jam berapa kita mau ketemuan? What time do we want to meet?
Mm-hmm.
Jam berapa kita mau, we want, ketemuan, meet, right? So you can say jam lima seperempat. So that's 5:15.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That's right.
Right. If it's like lima kurang seperempat, that means it's 4:45.
Yes.
And
that's
then
also right.
Yeah. And if it's like setengah lima means 4:30.
Yes. That's also right.
No. I'm not. This feels like a kid's lesson, but...
It's very important.
It's very important.
I must say, I talk about time with my mother-in-law... All the time, because that's all we really
yeah,
have to
talk so you
about.
Can't ask, like, Mama no. mau datang jam berapa?
Yeah.
Mom, what time you're coming?
Or it's usually around, like, hey, Mom, can you watch the kids? I'll be back in...
Oh, okay.
I'll be back by...
Okay.
You know, like, so trying to give her, like,
so,
a
so
time.
Try, so, to say it in Indo, that would be, I will be back at this certain time,
yes.
right? You can say aku or saya, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Saya akan pulang.
Yeah.
I will
saya
be home.
Pulang.
Mm-hmm. Jam.
Jam. Whatever.
Jam whatever. Whatever time you come.
Jam, do you care?
Yeah. So.
See you tomorrow.
If you're gonna ask your mother-in-law, can you watch the kid till mm-hmm. 6?
Yes.
Right. You can say, bisa, mm-hmm. bisa tidak, bisa enggak, jagain. Which means like to watch over.
Jagain
anak-anak, mm-hmm. children. Yeah.
Anak-anakku. My children. Not just any children.
My
children.
Bisa nggak jagain anak-anakku?
Sampai
mm-hmm. jam 6.
Jam 6.
Yeah.
So sampai jam 6.
Yeah.
So until 6 p.m.
Oh, so. If so, there's gonna be AM and PM,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We don't really say AM and PM. We just say, if it's like in the morning, uh-huh. you say pagi.
Pagi.
If it's in the afternoon ish, mm-hmm. so like I think if like anything like around 12 to 1 or 2, mm-hmm. you'll say siang.
Siang.
If it's after 3, I think you're gonna say sore.
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 You can't do that.
I can't do that. So sorry. Or I think after 6 or 7, then you'll say malam.
So if I were, so sampai
jam 6 malam.
Jam 6 malam.
Yeah. But I mean, if you're asking her like at
2,
you're gonna say sampai jam 6 malam, sampai jam 6, then she'll get that it's 6 p.m.
Or maybe I'm
or maybe till 6 a.m.
You know,
then you'll have to clarify sampai jam 6 pagi. morning. I'm not coming home
in the morning, Ma. See ya. Oh, there's some frozen milk in the freezer. Good luck.
Yeah, so pagi
siang
sore, and malam.
I always get siang and sore mixed up.
Yeah, because it's like, it's so arbitrary.
Yeah.
Because you can say jam 2 siang. Jam, but you can't say jam 3 siang. 3 feels like a
too late, yeah. But I always forget which one comes first. Like, which one's the morning-ish, or like early afternoon-ish.
Would you consider, I think we would consider 10 to be pagi still.
Yeah.
And
I
then
just
11,
say pagi until it's malam.
Pagi, malam. It's the thing that exists. Morning, night.
Just like rainy season and dry season.
Yeah, because
season.
I mean, in English, it's like noon. Noon means just like 12,
yeah.
right? And then like anything after 12 is afternoon.
And anything before 12 is morning. Yeah, no, but I think the way that I kind of remembered is S-I for siang comes before S-O for sore. So...
That's so weird way of like.
What do you mean? That's a great way.
Yeah, that's a great way. But I just never know anybody who distinguish it or try to learn it from that.
I forget, and then I just
okay.
don't bother greeting anybody.
Yeah. Okay. So, selamat siang, mm-hmm. selamat pagi, selamat sore, or selamat malam can also work with all of that. So the 4 time of the day.
So, but you have to make sure you check the time before you decide which greeting you're going to use.
Yeah. So. You can tell the time, you can ask time. And so the next thing in our list is days of the week.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I learned that one from Pippa.
Yeah, so Kristen said that there's a song.
There is a song.
In English. So, okay, so I just don't know the song. But, like, there's a song
there's
to help children remember the days of the week.
Days of the week.
There's probably one in Indo, but I don't have kids yet. That's why, like, I don't know.
But you were a kid.
But, I mean, in my day, there was a
oh, it's a new invention.
New invention.
An invention.
Okay. So, days of the week.
Days of the week.
So, our podcast is on every... Sunday.
Sunday.
And Sunday is Minggu.
Minggu.
This
one throws me off.
But Minggu can also mean week.
Why are you trying to mess with us like that?
But I also think like the week ends with Sunday, I guess, in Indo, or in here too.
Here's the thing. Okay, context.
What week to start? What day Sunday. Does your week start?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah, like
I start my day on Monday.
Well, that's like the day at the beginning of the work week.
Yeah.
But like Sunday is the first day of the week. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Okay. but the thing that throws me off is okay. So let's say I'm telling you, hey, I want to meet Minggu depan.
Okay.
Is it next Sunday or is it sometime next week?
So, Minggu depan, that will always mean next week.
Okay, always.
So, week. So, okay. Minggu depan.
Yeah.
But if you're going to say, like, next a specific Sunday. a specific Sunday, yeah. It's like, you're going to say Minggu tanggal, the date, like, the
date. So, I can't just say next Sunday, ever, is what you're trying to tell me.
Okay, when you say Minggu ini means this week, right?
Minggu ini.
But if you say Hari Minggu ini.
Hari
Minggu ini.
Minggu ini.
So that's like, it means the day of Sunday.
Okay.
So you can put Hari Minggu.
So I can
then it means like, Sunday. If it's just Minggu, Minggu depan.
So you can say Hari Minggu depan.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you so can I that. Can say next you, Sunday. You There's can. A way.
Yeah, but yeah, so you can say Hari Minggu
Hari Minggu depan.
But I mean, it's easier for you just like to say like Minggu tanggal Minggu what, tanggal. And then no one will get it.
I don't ever know the days of the like.
Okay. So Minggu depan. So
Hari Minggu
depan. Hari Minggu depan. Specific. What it's gonna be on a Sunday. If you're just gonna say Minggu depan, it can happen in any day of the week, but sometimes next week.
Sometime next week. Got it. That was easy.
Did I mess you up? Everything's
all clear.
Minggu. And then Monday is Senin.
Huh?
Senin.
Yeah. S-E-N-I-N.
N-I-N. Yes.
Senin.
Senin is Monday.
Yes.
And Tuesday is Selasa.
Selasa. Do you know how many times I've learned the days of the week? But apparently I haven't really learned the days of the week. I don't know why it's so hard.
But I mean, like, a lot of people that you speak to here, at least they'll know the days of the week in English, so you don't have to.
But it's so easy. Yeah, it's so easy because we just have day at the end of it. But the way I remember Tuesdays, you're gonna laugh at me. Selasa, right?
Yeah.
It almost looks like salsa.
So it's and like then I think, Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday Selasa.
That's actually brilliant. Everything that's like close. Because like we have, I don't know who names these days. So after Minggu, Senin, Selasa. Right?
Minggu, Senin,
Selasa. Selasa. So and then Wednesday is Rabu.
Rabu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like there's no rhyme or reason to this. Okay. Rabu and then Thursday is Kamis.
Kamis.
Mm-hmm. And then Friday.
It's the weird one.
Jum'at.
Yeah, it has the little
Yeah. Because like we will just say Jum'at.
Jum'at.
Not Jum'at. But Jum'at.
Jum'at.
Yeah, so Jum'at.
A little space between the Jum and the
J U M space.
Apostrophe
A T. It's not J U space M A T. So it's not Jum'at. It's Jum'at.
Yes. So it's not Jum'at. It's
Jum'at.
Got it.
Okay. And then Saturday, the most fun day of the week, is Sabtu.
Sabtu. That one's easy because it starts with an S. Saturday, yeah. Sabtu.
I don't know. Like, I don't know who names this week, though. Like, the days of the week, I don't know who names it. It's like, it's so weird.
Yeah, it's hard. It's...
Yeah. Yeah,
so you gotta memorize them. You just gotta...
That's why there's not a song about it. Because it's so...
Could you hear it? Like, Minggu, Senin, Selasa, Rabu, Kamis, Jum'at, Sabtu.
Yeah. Okay, so
yes.
The weekend.
Weekend.
Ooh. Akhir Minggu.
Huh?
Akhir.
Akhir. A-H-I-R? No.
A-K-H-I-R.
Oh.
Akhir.
I didn't hear that part. I just heard Akhir.
Yeah, but the K is silent. It's not.
Okay.
It's not. I mean, like, really, really, like,
You don't hear it very well.
You don't really hear it, but I mean, sometimes you can hear it. It's like
almost silent.
It's almost silent. So, ahir.
Ahir.
But a lot of people just say ahir.
Ahir.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ahir means end.
End.
Minggu. Oh. Week. This minggu means week. Weekend. Ahir minggu.
Ahir minggu.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ahir minggu. So, Kristen.
Yes.
Kristen, kapan kita mau ketemuan? Then you're going to say it.
You could say
akhir minggu.
Yeah, akhir minggu or Sabtu depan.
Sabtu depan, yes.
Yeah, Sabtu depan.
Hari minggu depan.
Hari minggu depan. Yeah.
You can also say hari in front of any of it too, and it will not sound awkward. Like hari Senin, hari Selasa,
okay.
Hari Rabu. Also, like, what time does the party start?
That's really
what
important.
What time? Jam berapa? Acaranya akan dimulai. Or pestanya akan dimulai jam berapa?
Mm-hmm. Jam berapa? So like what time?
Acaranya.
Acara
means the thing or the event.
Wait, how do you spell that one?
A C A R A. Acara.
Acara.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The event. That's just any
acaranya
event.
Acaranya. The event.
Acara.
As in, acaranya akan dimulai. Will start.
Yes.
Akan will. Dimulai start.
Dimulai.
Yeah.
So you have to, okay.
So what time will the event start? If it's like a party, then it's pesta.
Yeah. So don't worry, all of this will be in our guide, so you can follow along.
That I have to transcribe. I have to re-listen to our podcast, and I have to write it. So
are you trying to say it's not enjoyable? You don't like
because
listening
you're
to
not, you're not here with me. So
maybe we'll just have to have a little study date.
Yeah. Okay. So. Jam berapa acaranya akan dimulai? So you're asking the time.
What time will the event start?
If you're asking what day, mm-hmm. Hari apa?
Acaranya
akan diadakan. Will be held. Diadakan.
Diadakan.
Yeah.
Adakan.
Yeah. So like. The base word uh-huh. is ada.
Ada,
ada yeah. means just to exist.
To like, exist. That's one of my favorite words.
Yeah, it's like ada, just to exist, right? Yeah, diadakan. So when are you just making
existing.
This happen? Just
when will this party exist?
Diadakan.
I'm going to start asking
gonna
people.
Say,
when will the meeting exist?
And you're going to say like hari Jumat, hari Sabtu. Jumat.
Sabtu.
If it's on the next Saturday, then hari Sabtu depan. Right. So, okay. So, days of the week. And then there's also the very arbitrary ways of saying time, like later, soon, maybe sometime.
In the future.
In the future, if I wanna, something like that. So, later is as what you always say to Pippa is nanti.
And that's the arbitrary, right? Like, or no, that's the...
Yeah, because nanti is just like, not now.
Not now, that's what I really...
Nanti just means not.
Yeah, not now.
When? I don't know
when.
When
all the old ladies, ask me to eat.
Oh, yeah. Nanti. If it's soon, is sebentar lagi.
Sebentar.
Sebentar.
How do you spell it?
S-E-B-E-N.
Sebentar.
T-A-R. Yeah, sebentar lagi.
Because sebentar just means to wait, right?
To wait, but
a little
lagi
bit more.
More. So, like, just a little bit more.
So
it's sort similar
lagi.
To, like, just a second.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's not literally a second, but, like, sebentar lagi.
Yeah, like, I could say it to Pippa when she's like, Mama.
Yeah. But you can drop the se. So you can just say bentar lagi.
Bentar lagi.
Or bentar aja.
Bentar aja.
Yeah.
How do you say shut up? No, just kidding.
Yes, yeah, so later soon. And maybe later, or like this is like a very, you don't know the time, but like this is like very
is
in the future.
This is what you would say when you don't really plan on actually
doing it. Yeah. So that's gonna be kapan.
So people say, hey, let's go on a date. Oh, kapan. But everybody knows that it means like
no. But like so you,
It's like a possibility.
You want to have it, but you just don't have the time. So like, kapan kapan.
So then, yeah, you're letting them down, but like,
yeah. Kapan kapan kita ketemu ya. So it's like you don't set a date, but you just saying like, I want it. Let's meet again someday.
In the future, our paths cross.
Okay, and also a very important one is yesterday, which is kemarin.
Kemarin.
Today. Hari ini.
This day. I got that one.
And tomorrow.
I think I knew this one once upon a time. Wait, tomorrow? Yeah, I know it tomorrow. Besok.
Wait. You have to say besok.
Besok.
Because besok.
Besok. No, mean, okay, with an O.
With an O. Because besok means to go see someone who's sick. Besok.
Besok.
B-E-S-U-K. Yeah. So we're trying to say besok.
Besok.
Yeah. Besok.
Besok.
Besok means tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Besok. And next just always mean depan, right? So like next week, next day is like minggu depan. Bulan depan.
Besok. And it's not. You can't put next tomorrow.
Next tomorrow. The day after. Oh, the day after tomorrow.
The day after tomorrow.
Do you know what it is?
No, I just say besok. Besok.
besok can also be can also be used as an arbitrary.
Really?
Besok aja kita ketemu. Like we're gonna meet like tomorrow. You know, besok. You can use besok too. Like kapan. You
know, like whenever. I don't know. I just so I didn't know the word for underwear, so I kept just saying chalana. You know, like the pants underneath the pants.
Oh. This is like off topic, but that's celana dalam.
Yeah.
Under
the pants.
Okay, so anyways, the day after tomorrow. Uh-huh. Lusa.
Lusa. How do you spell L-U-S-A.
L-U-S-A.
Lusa. 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 The day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
How about the day after? No, I'm just kidding. two days from now. I would just say Thursday. Yeah. Wait, what's today? Saturday. No.
We're like so confused sometimes. We're learning about time, but we're like, we don't know what time is it.
And maybe that leads us into the whole culture thing, right? You
yeah.
know, like the time, it's a little, people respond to time a little bit differently in Indonesia than they
do here. One culture that I really admire about, well, I guess living in the USA, is like, you know how to RSVP. Indo people.
Maybe.
You have to like, find them, you have to like just run after them until the end of the earth to just get an answer.
Hanson, are you listening?
And you know in the end it's their answer is just gonna be like maybe.
kapan.
Oh no, so when you're asking them to RSVP, uh-huh. right, and then when you ask them can you come, and then you're gonna and they're gonna say like kalau bisa, if I can. Kalau bisa.
How do you spell it? K A
L A U. Kalau.
If.
Kalau means if.
Kalau.
Bisa.
If I can.
Kalau bisa. And then I know there's one that a lot of Indos like to use.
Yeah.
Kalau Tuhan mengizinkan. Like how you bring God into this. It's like if God willing. Yeah, kalau Tuhan mengizinkan. It's like you're bringing God into your decision to not commit to a date. Wow. It's like, kalau Tuhan mengizinkan.
I feel like I hear that. I hear both of those probably more often than anything else.
If God's willing. Kalau bisa.
I hear that.
Yeah, and then so they're never, if I can,
and then have mungkin, way out.
And then
mungkin, I knew that one.
Mungkin just means maybe. What is that? What? It's just maybe.
So, I say that to Liam a lot when he asks for things.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. So I guess, like, I mean, RSVPing.
But it's not just RSVPing, though. So, like, I've noticed in my daily work week, when I'm interacting with my dear Indonesian friends, or Pastor Aldo.
We're just name dropping everyone we know here.
I have to be very strategic
about
planning.
Yeah, you just have to say it half an hour in advance.
No, sometimes a little bit more than that too.
Yeah. So depend on the people, right?
Yes, depending, you have to figure out the people. So like, I may have to tell them that we need to meet at 11, but really
it's 12.
12.
Yeah. So, you know, like this is like a side note, right? Yes. So usually when, this is when I was a little kid, mm-hmm. when we usually go to weddings,
yes.
okay, almost all of the weddings uh-huh. will, like the reception will start 1 to 2 hours after the date that's printed on the invitation. And almost all of the wedding receptions that I go to when I was a kid, you're just like sitting there and waiting for like 1 and then 2 hours and the food's not out because mm-hmm. you're just waiting for people to just come.
Yeah.
So like even the invitation is at 6. Yeah. If you come at 8,
expect hot food.
They haven't started. Food's not out yet. The bride and groom is not even there
They're
yet.
A little busy, okay? But I must say, like, thinking back to our Thanksgiving gathering, you know, it's supposed to start at 6, but we know. It was supposed to start at 6, but we knew that they weren't going to come up until like
7. And I know people, I'm not going to name drop, but I know some people who will actually make it a point if it starts at 6, they don't want to be there at until 6:30 because they don't want to be the first one there.
Yeah, so everybody...
What is this?
So somebody's got to be...
Is this just an Indo thing or also a bullet thing?
No, there's like some, like being fashionably late, there's an idea of like...
No, there's never a fashion...
No.
Late.
I would say that it depends on your personality because I am a very punctual person.
Yes.
So if
I try to be, but like...
I mean, if I'm like 5 minutes early, then I'm on time. Mm-hmm. If I'm on time, then I'm late.
Okay.
So it's like, but that's me. Yeah.
And so for me, I guess as an Indo, right? Mm-hmm. My window is 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
Usually.
Okay.
If I'm like after 10 minutes, even like for work, right? Mm-hmm. If I'm going to be late for more than 10 minutes, then I'm going to text my boss.
That's so polite of you.
Or like if I'm gonna be late to something for more than 10 minutes, yeah. then I feel it's like it's a pretty late.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're gonna be just like 5 minutes, no, 7 minutes, then I don't really.
Because traffic, like, there could have been traffic.
Yeah, but there's also some people, I mean, that depends on their type, who just, like, have to be there early. I mean, the thing starts at 6:30, and then you're going to be there at 6:15 or 6:20.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the kind of person my husband is. But, like, but...
Interesting.
But, I mean, for a lot of Indos, we uh-huh. have this term called jam karet, rubber.
Yeah, rubber time.
Rubber time.
Rubber time.
It's just, this rubber just extends. Stretches until it's so thin. You just stretches it thin. Kristen, because people are just never.
I think it's not time. Just Indonesians though.
It's not just Indo.
When I was teaching English in Vietnam, I remember specifically there was this one incident where I planned on meeting some of my students who became some of my very good friends, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. like, okay, we're gonna meet at 3 out front of the school. I didn't really like. Communication was kind of hard. I had a phone. It was not like you could text like nowadays, okay?
Hey, I'm going to be late. Hey, I'm heading out, but still.
So I waited because all I could do was wait, okay? I waited for 3 hours.
Listen.
And they showed up. Okay. That's the part that threw me. Like, I...
Even after 3 hours, really, they still show up?
One showed up after like an hour.
Okay.
And they're like, oh yeah, they're still coming. And then we waited together for another 2 hours. And then they showed up.
They showed up.
So, like, if I would have left, they would have showed up and I wouldn't have been there. It was such a weird... I was like, what, huh? Just tell me you want to meet me 3 hours later than what you told me.
I know. But I don't know. Is it just, like, a culture that's, like, afraid of just turning people down?
Mm-hmm. So they didn't really want to hang out with me?
No, or, like, just trying to... No, I mean, like, they...
Yeah.
They want to. They're afraid of telling you, like,
I can only make it.
It's convenient.
Me.
It's inconvenient time for me, but I'll just say, yeah, I can meet you. But, I mean, I'll still meet you, but, like, 3 hours later. Because I feel like, I don't know.
But that doesn't make any sense to me.
I don't know if this is, like, a personality thing, but a lot of Indo or / Asian people that I know, mm-hmm. they'll just give non-committal answers to a lot of stuff because I feel like they're because they're just like, I don't know, are they afraid or they don't want to
hurt,
they don't want to disappoint the other person, and also they want to keep their options open.
That, see, I'm
because
okay,
they're always the one that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, because I'm okay if you don't want to disappoint me or you don't want to hurt my feelings, But if you just want to keep your options open.
But then you don't know. I know. You don't know which, you don't know which one are they, like, are they just like afraid of letting you down, or are they just like opening, like open their windows open for like a lot of other opportunities. So like if you're, so for example, like our Thanksgiving dinner a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Right? If they were like, yeah, maybe I can come, but then are you just like waiting
to see if you got other invitations? The thing is, we had such good food. Who wouldn't want to be there? I'm surprised people weren't knocking down our doors.
Well, but yeah, I don't know if it's cultural or is it just like a person thing. Like, it's just like, it's your personality.
All right, we're going to open up the lines.
But I do know, like, more Indonesian people are, like, more lenient with, like, their lateness.
Yeah.
And they're going to, like, well, they're going to be more open
gracious
with it. They're
going to
be,
more
like,
gracious,
okay.
Right?
I don't think it's more gracious, but they're going to be like, well, I guess they're going to be late. It's going to be fine. And then they're going to be like, they're like less angry about it.
Yeah, they're
because they're all, they are also offenders. Yeah. Because sometimes they will be late too. So like when other people are late, they're going to be like, oh yeah, they're going to be late. And then it's like, I put the invitation at 7. I'll just expect everybody will be here by 7:30.
Yeah.
But it's just like, it's so confusing. It makes the whole time and planning thing so confusing.
So planning. So yeah, I remember from the few times that I've, you know, spent overseas and specifically in Asia, like, no matter, like, I am a planner, but you just can't be. You have to be like an almost planner where you like, you have to pencil things in and have a very large eraser. Because
you have to be prepared for like changes to come.
You could pencil in 10 things and accomplish or like and end up actually going through with like half of one, and you got to be okay with it.
Yeah,
because that's just how people are. And since everybody kind of operates like that, it just works because everybody operates like that. But when you throw me in the mix, I need to figure out how to operate like that.
But then, because you hang out with a lot of Indos, then you started to adjust your...
Nope, still haven't.
Or like for our Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah,
right?
I was there on time.
Well, it's your house. But I mean, we put it 6.
Uh-huh.
No one will show up at 6. People are probably going to start showing up at 7 or like 7:30.
And they did, right? They did.
Yeah, so
I'm just nervous. Maybe we should.
But I mean, you started to understand more. Yeah. It's not like these people are late just because
they're rude.
They're not.
It's not it.
Yeah, but it's just they just can't seem to be on time.
Just let me know. Just give me a little heads up. You know? I don't mind if you're late, but if you leave me sitting there with no
information,
no clue,
no update,
am I waiting for 3 hours? Or is it okay to go home?
Go home to your own home. Like.
No, I'm saying like generally speaking, like,
yeah.
Like, are you going to show up?
Yeah.
Or?
So it's like the confusion. So always just say nanti.
Like, nanti.
I think the key word here is just nanti.
Nanti. I do use that one a lot.
Yeah.
Nanti.
And then know when you're like trying to, when people are trying to get you to do stuff, just say nanti, nanti.
Nanti, nanti.
Nanti.
I do actually. I use that one with my mother. I know we talk about my mother-in-law a lot because she's the only one
Indonesian
that doesn't speak a lot of English, so I have to figure out how to communicate in her language, which is totally fine because it pushes
me. That's good. Immersion.
It pushes me.
Yeah.
But it's...
Yeah. And a lot of nanti, nanti.
A lot of nanti, nanti.
Nanti, nanti.
Nanti.
Besok. Kapan, kapan.
Or belum, belum.
Belum.
I get a lot of...
Don't say belum, belum. It's just belum.
Belum.
Yeah.
If you say belum, belum. What does that mean?
No, it's just weird if you say belum twice. But I mean, you can say like when people are trying to get in the house, but the decoration's not ready yet. It's like belum, 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 belum. Then it's fine.
As long as you do more than 2. There needs to be a string of at least 4 or 5 balloons. That's okay. It's either 1 or 5+.
No. So nanti.
Nanti.
Belum.
Belum.
Well, kapan, kapan.
Kapan.
So we'll see you.
Kapan, kapan.
Kapan, kapan.
No.
We've changed this time. We're gonna post. So Kristen, this is our send off.
What's the kalau, kalau, kalau.
Huh?
Kalau, kalau, Bisa.
Kalau bisa, kalau bisa. If I can.
If I can.
If God will. Kalau Tuhan mengizinkan.
We will post again.
Okay, so our send-off phrase is, so I'm going to say it in Indo and you're going to translate it to English.
I'm up for it. Okay. Fully. Pelan.
Pelan. Pelan, pelan. That's from our last episode. You're like, pelan, pelan. Jadi.
So. I don't know why I keep saying if. So.
Jadi.
Yeah.
Episode berikutnya.
Episode.
The next episode. Episode berikutnya. Next episode.
Okay.
Akan.
Will.
Ditayangkan. Will be on air, actually. So, we'll ditayangkan.
Thanks for helping me with that one.
akan ditayangkan. Right?
We'll be on air.
Yeah. Pada.
Pada.
Hari.
Hari.
Minggu.
Minggu.
So.
Pada. What does pada mean? Like.
On. Pada means on.
So, on. Next Sunday. Day of Sunday next.
All right, see you guys for the next episode.
Woo-hoo.